Hare Krishna. So Arjuna has asked four questions to Krishna, and Krishna has already answered two of them. First one, what are the general symptoms of a sthita pragya, or a person whose consciousness is fixed? And the second question was, how does he speak? And now we're going to see the third question, how does a sthita pragya, or a person with steady mind, steady intelligence, a person whose consciousness is fixed, he sits. So what do you mean by sit? How does he control his senses? So let's see that starting from now. And it is going to go up to more six shlokas, starting from 58th shloka. So let us see the first one now, 58th. It goes like this. Yada samharate chayam kormongeni vasarvashah Indriyani indriyartebhyas tasya prajna. So here Krishna is saying, yada samharate cha ayam, when he is able to samharate, wind up what? Indriyani, senses, from indriyartha, that is sense objects. So the sthita prajna, he is able to wind up his senses or withdraw his senses from the sense objects. And this is similar to, there's a nice analogy that is given, kurmo anga niva sarvashaha, like a kurma, turtle or tortoise. So the way it withdraws its limbs into the shell, similarly, the sthita prajna is withdrawing his senses. And such a person, tasya prajna pratishthita, pratishthita, fixed, prajna, consciousness. So he's firmly fixed in perfect consciousness. Let's discuss this very, very interesting shloka. Why is it interesting? Because here it is talking about controlling one's senses. And if we understand what does that mean, it's a very, very difficult thing, not easy. But then here Krishna is going to tell us in this particular set or section that we are seeing, the six shlokas, Krishna is going to reveal to us the most easiest way by which we can control our senses. So the test of a yogi, the test of a transcendentalist is he able to control the senses according to his plan? Now, there are two categories of people, Goswami and Godasa. Go means senses. So the master of the senses is called Goswami. Ideally, all of us have to be the master of senses. Senses are lower than us. We are spirit souls, and senses are much lower than us because senses are matter and we are spirit. So spirit is higher than the matter. So spirit has to control the senses. So we have to control the senses. So the personalities who are able to do this, they are called as Goswami. That is senses master, master of the senses. But then it is seen that most of the people in this world, they are not able to control their senses. But the senses control them, and they become the servant of the senses rather being the master. And such people, the majority of the people in this world, they belong to this category, and they are called as Godasa. Dasa means servant, go means senses. Servant of the senses. So the test is what? Test of a transcendentalist is he able to control his senses? Is he able to become the master of his senses according to his plan? Not just whimsically, according to his plan, is he able to do it? Right? Now here there are two analogies those are given. Very nice analogies. So the first analogy is the senses are compared to venomous serpents. Now these senses, they might be very nice, they help us to enjoy, but then the uncontrolled senses are like the venomous serpents because they can kill the opportunity to attain the ultimate perfection in life. Because the senses can just take us and deviate us away from the goal towards which we are marching to. So the senses are called as venomous serpents. And a sthita prajna is like the snake charmer. So snakes are there, they might be venomous, but a snake charmer knows very well how to control these snakes. Another analogy that is given is of a turtle or a tortoise. Now we have seen, at least on the television, some geographic channels you might have seen, that as soon as some enemy comes close by to attack, the tortoise, very intelligently, what does it do? Chip! All the limbs inside. And that shell will be like a stone. And it will feel like, oh, there's a stone kept. So the tortoise knows very well when to withdraw its limbs. Similarly, a Krishna conscious person, a sthita pragya, a person with steady intelligence, steady mind, a person whose consciousness is fixed, such a person knows very well where to withdraw the senses. So a Krishna conscious person, a devotee, he utilizes his senses only in Krishna's service, otherwise he does not use his senses. And how to reach this stage? This stage we can reach of using our senses only for Krishna's service by following the do's and don'ts those are given in our scriptures. So there are some set of do's and there are set of don'ts. And this becomes very, very important when we are neophytes, when we are new in this path of transcendence or path of bhakti. So when we follow the do's and don'ts under the guidance of a spiritual master and practice bhakti, automatically, without our extra endeavor, we will see, without our notice, we will see that our consciousness will be pulled up to a level where we will utilize our senses only for service of Krishna. And when that day comes, that person is called as Goswami. So this particular shloka is actually telling us, how can we move from a very, very low stage called as Godasa to a higher stage called Goswami. So here Prabhupada is writing. So what is Arjuna expected to do? Arjuna is being taught here to use his senses for the service of Lord instead of for his own satisfaction. So Arjuna is just thinking about his own satisfaction. If I kill them, no, then I'll be sad. If I win the kingdom, still I'll be sad because all of them will be killed. I'll not be able to enjoy with them. So what is Arjuna thinking? Throughout he's just thinking that how can he satisfy himself? So here, from this shloka, Krishna is telling Arjuna that enough, how much you'll think about this. Now start serving, start utilizing, start engaging your senses in service of me. But then having spoken all this, we do still understand that controlling the senses is not easy. And Krishna is giving a thumb rule to control the senses in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.